Shalom and Boker Tov. Good morning. This is Billy Brim. I would invite you to sign on a little early, maybe 10 minutes till or 15 minutes till, and just see if you get the joy that I do when I hear people signing on from all across the country and around the world. And it gives me such a feeling of closeness and a unity. And unity is something powerful. I don't know that we know how powerful it is because we've seen so much of division and its result in churches and in politics. And so to have this feeling and sense of unity, it really empowers me in my prayers that we make together. So I would invite you to tune in a little early or sign on a little early and just listen to those voices and where they come from. Someone made me a form, and I copy it off every time, even though now I'll go down to noon prayer, and they will hand me how many people were on. They know we know how many were on from each state. It's really, you know, we got a new system. But I still do my old way, and I take my yellow marker and mark off the states. And when you sign on, it just blesses me. There's something about we're still human, even though we got all these computers and everything else. Something human in us senses unity and the power that it brings. And I do it when I hear, I sense it when I hear your voices. As you know, President Trump is at the UN, and he has spoken already concerning religious freedom. Now his speech from today is, I got this article from the Jerusalem Post, and it's entitled, "We Won't Tolerate Iran's Monstrous Anti-Semitism." Last year, this is a quote from the president, our president. Last year, the country's supreme leader said that Israel was a malignant, cancerous tumor that has to be removed and eradicated. It is possible, and it will happen. I'm going to read you. That's the president's, that was in the headlines. It also is in the story that follows that statement. Here's the article. Iran's anti-Semitic hatred of Israel is unacceptable. U.S. President Donald Trump told the UN as he warned Tehran that sanctions against it would not be lifted as long as its, quote, bloodlust and nuclear drive continued. Now, here's that statement again. Last year, the country's supreme leader said that Israel was a malignant, cancerous tumor that has to be removed and eradicated. It is possible and it will happen. The president said and quoted that and added that such anti-Semitism is unacceptable. Quote, this is another quote from the president. For 40 years, the world has listened to Iran's leaders, rulers, as they lash out at everyone else for the problems they alone have created, Trump said as he addressed the opening segment of the 74th General Assembly. In describing the dangers of Iran, Trump said that its leaders, quote, conduct ritual chants of death to America and traffic in monstrous anti-Semitism. You know, folks, I have a little mini book about it. The judgment for all nations is going to be how did they treat Israel? Because God gave them the challenge after the fall at Babylon. God gave them the challenge of and the call and the responsibility and the anointing to reveal him to the nations, the goyim. Then those goyim, Israel is held responsible for that. Those goyim are responsible and will be judged on those nations how they treated Israel. So we have a president of the United States that is so vocal. There's never been one like him for Israel. Now you can understand why the enemy is so dead set against him. Now, I want to read to you, first off, I want to say, it's very, very, very important that he remain as head of the United States of America. Important to God, important to Israel, and of utmost importance to the peoples of the United States of America, who would know blessings because we bless Israel. Now, as you probably know, the Democrats are launching an impeachment inquiry, Nancy Pelosi has announced. We're going to use this scripture right here, Romans 8:33 in the Amplified Bible. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect when it is God who justifies, that is, who puts in right relation to himself? Who shall come forward and accuse or impeach those whom God has chosen? Will God, who acquits us? I'm going to read you that again. But before I do, I want to say that it is of utmost importance that we keep this man in office. We're going to do what the Bible says right now. We're going to pray first of all for him. I did hear Pat Robertson explain what the president was doing, and it was very logical. It had to do with improper practices actually being done by Joe Biden's son in Ukraine. And as Pat Robertson pointed out yesterday, the president had every right to make that inquiry. Now, we're going to pray, and I'm going to read you again that scripture. Romans 8:33, Amplified Bible. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect when it is God who justifies, that is, who puts in right relation to himself? Who shall come forward and accuse or impeach those whom God has chosen? Will God, who acquits us? And the answer would be no. So here we go. Heavenly Father, here we come. We're all together. There's no division among us. There's only unity. And the unity comes, Father, from across these United States, from Europe, from Australia. I haven't yet seen, dear Lord, if South Africa has joined on. But we are, and these prayers are coming to heaven. They are going right into the Father. They're coming right to you with nothing hindering them. And we know if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And we will have what we ask. We're asking in unity. And we're asking, Father, that you protect our president from the strife of tongues. And that the truth of the matter come out. And even as some have said, it's going to be an embarrassment to those who came against him. Father, in the name above all names, we ask you this with our understanding. We know it is Satan. We know he is trying to divide us, for our dear Lord said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. Oh, Lord, we have been guilty of so much, this house. Guilty of murder, of babies. Guilty of many things, Lord. And the people on this call, and many, 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 many others, are not in agreement with such practices. And Father, in the name above all names, we have leaders who are not in agreement with such practices. And so together we ask you, oh Father, Ishana Marati, Kefrando Shambalatito. You know, it's like Abraham said, Lord, when he was pleading and interceding for Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, Lord, you won't destroy the place for 10 righteous, would you? Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Oh, Father, there's more than 10. There's many, many more than 10 who don't agree, with the abortions, who don't agree with graft and greed and crime, who don't agree with backstabbing, who don't agree with with ignoring you and taking you from our schools. And dear Father, we don't agree with that. We agree with you. And Father, in the name above all names, we are asking you. And Father, I know he's a man. All are men. All of them, our leaders are men and women in earth suits. And Father, in the name, it is written, you remember that we're dust. You remember that. And so we don't come on anybody's merits. We come like Moses had to, only on yours. Only on yours. And Father, on the fact that we do believe according to Acts 17:26 that you bring forth the nations and their peoples, and you bring forth their borders, and you bring forth their the very lifespans. We're all here because you brought us forth. And in our hearts, you have planted something, dear Father. You have planted a love for Israel. That's why we're on this call. And Father, as we have heard from our president at the United Nations, and as we have witnessed him in many places, he blesses Israel. He blesses Israel. He sees its place. And not only does he see it, he's vociferous about it, Lord. Oh, Father, in the name above all names, we pray for him and for his administration. We pray for Mike Pompeo, Ikala Brasha. We pray for all of those, dear Lord, who see and know things we don't know about Iranian aggression or other aggression, Father. It would be our hope that there not be a vicious war bringing about death and catastrophe. Oh, Lord, please think through the minds of those who have to consider such things. And we lift up the leadership of Israel. That confused issue right now, Lord, but not confused with you. There is one, dear God, that you see as the leader of Israel. May he be brought forth. According to your will. And right now, Father, whatever they're operating under, I don't understand how it goes. You do. I don't understand how this but we would call it a lame duck government. But I know that Benjamin Netanyahu and the generals and those in charge right now still have Ehud Lamanda. They're still the ones that are considering the Iranian issue. So, Father, we lift them up. We lift them up. We lift up the elections. Stalemated, it seems, but Ikolomaratasha, we don't see everything. We don't know everything. We do pray and bring forth your choice. We bring forth your choice at the head. Oh, Father, Ile Barasote de Makahabasha, so important in this hour. The United States and Israel and that alliance. I believe you've made us strong for them and made them strong for us and for you. And Father, in the name above all names, we ask, oh, Shantefrodish Kodon Jemita. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Father. Oh, Father, 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 Father. Isha Namaka, intervention on the part of God, we pray. Intervention on the part of God, we pray. Ile Marata Shata. Amahalatinya nakohobali tata ashati tidiga abalati tidiga ambra. Folks, I was at Larry Ollison, Loretta Ollison's church, Walk on the Water, Thursday. And a word came forth. And it came through me. And I've been thinking about it ever since. I even the Ollisons and I were discussing it yesterday. And they sent it to me. I don't have it right here in front of me. I will be sharing it on the noon prayer. But it had to do with our going into a new year. As you know, Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the civil year in Israel, their New Year's Day that they celebrate, Rosh Hashanah, the blowing of the trumpets, it will be Sunday night and Monday. The evening and the morning make up a day there. And the Lord spoke to us that with that date, that we will enter a period of transition. And I'm going to look that word up. I have already and pondered it, but I will read it. But it has to do with the time of things changing. It will be a year of transition starting this Rosh Hashanah. And then when we get to the next Rosh Hashanah, which will be September 7, there'll be big changes. We will have transitioned into something. So I am very cognizant now that the Lord's return is soon. Everything that we watch and that I watch prophetically is so lined up. And it is a time now when we must be having an awakening to God. I really look for it in the year that's now beginning. And we saw something online where the Lord had spoken to some people that the awakening will be a time of actually triggered by a fear of God. Not fear like you fear a snake or a terrorist, but awe. A-W-E, awe. And I think we've lost the meaning of so many of our wonderful words. And the meaning of awe is the real meaning, something from God that inspires respect and awe. And we've gotten so casual with God that we talk about awesome pizzas and awesome dresses. I'm not going to use that word anymore for anything but God. And that respect of Him and who He is will grow more and more as we awaken to Him. It's not anything, I want to stress that, it's not anything that we fear, except the Bible speaks of the fear of God. We're not to fear anything else. We're not to fear Satan. We're not to fear storms. We're not to fear terrorists. We only have a respect of God. So, praise the Lord. I'll be sharing more about that. But it is Satan who has brought about this division. This division that's in our country right now. The division in Israel. They did do a recount. I don't know if it's a total recount, but they found some fraud examination and some fraudulent voting. And that gave Likud another seat. Likud is Benjamin Netanyahu. But it doesn't really change things too much. He still has the party. Likud still has the party with the most seats it's able to gender for the coalition. So President Rivlin must decide now who he gives the opportunity to form a coalition government. It's a little challenging to keep up with. The thing that we have to know is, as we're about to go out of here, and I believe in my lifetime we will. I could live at least 20 more years if he tarries his coming. So, I don't know, sometime between now and then, I believe he'll come. And until he comes, which Satan knows he's coming, he's seen it in the book. There is a man named Pinchas Winston who did is I read a lot, study a lot this book that he wrote talking about the end of days. Of course, Satan in the Hebrew means adversary, but it also means something else. It means and literally translates. Well, they have another name for Satan in the Jewish writings, and the other name is Sitra Achra, S-I-T-R-A, space, A-C-H-R-A. And in Jewish writings, it means the other side, the name given to the obstructing angel. So he is the other side, and we don't want to have one foot in his side and one foot in God's side. It's time now to be all out for God. But Sitra Achra, think of this. And Pinchas Winston writes, "The Satan who destroys, the adversary of Israel, his main power is in the gates of Jerusalem when its lands are desolate. This delays the connection between the Jerusalem below and the Jerusalem on high or above. Therefore, one has to know that when it comes to regaining and settling Eretz Israel, the land of Israel, it is going to be a battle, a spiritual battle, a physical battle, and maybe an actual battle. Eretz Israel represents the key to the final redemption, and as such, it spells the end of the Sitra Achra's existence. And therefore, he will invoke whatever abilities he has to prevent the return of the entire Jewish nation to the borders of the land of our fathers. However, return to her borders we must, and by a certain fixed date. It was built into the master plan for creation long before there was even a Jewish people. But what of the Sitra Achra and his fight for survival?" Folks, when we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, it comes from a psalm which says Jerusalem is being builded compact together. That means Jerusalem on high and Jerusalem below. So even though Yerushalayim shel ma'alah, Jerusalem that is above, is over Jerusalem below now, it will be more and more apparent, the connection will be more and more apparent in the millennial especially, probably visible. And Jerusalem from above, Jerusalem above is the home of the ecclesia, the assembly, the body of Christ. But there will be a great, without going into all of it, there will be even inner, it will be like a satellite city over, visibly over earthly Jerusalem. Now that's what we're to pray about. When we're to pray about the shalom of Israel, we're to pray about the wholeness of it, not just the absence of war. And so that's what he's pointing out, that Satan is trying to keep this connection away. He's trying, he is absolutely in his efforts, dividing everything he can. He's the one, he's the Sitra Achra. He's the one that's dividing America, fighting for his survival. And especially, he wants to get rid of that president who's so pro-Israel. And so that's why we vote, and that's why we pray. And that's why, if you at all can, please come to Autumn Assembly starting October 16. If you can come, pray about it. If God says that you can come and be there in person with your unity, please go online and register. We'll have some gifts for you, have a name tag for you, and go online and register that you're coming. We thank all the volunteers. I've been walking around, and somebody said, "Oh, I'm one of the volunteers. I'm one of the ushers. I'm one of the volunteers. I have a certain section." And so we just thank all of you who can volunteer to help us. But I know, it seems like I say this every year, that this is the most important one we've had. Well, it is. This is the most important one we've had. And we have to be in a unified state, a state that can allow the power of God. We're going to go up, gather together like they did in unified prayer there in Acts chapter 4. And we're going to offer to God something he can work with to heal divisions that will allow power and allow the glory and allow an awakening to God. So we ask you to come if you can. It will be online, and it starts Wednesday night. That's the night I get to speak, and praise God, expecting wonderful and marvelous things. I'm on my way Friday. I will be going to flying to Minneapolis to speak at Living Word Church with Pastors Mac and Lynn Hammond. We'll be there Saturday night speaking and Sunday morning speaking. And then we'll fly from there to Fort Worth, where this amazing thing is going to start Sunday night and take place over the next few days. It's going to be all the broadcasters. I think there are 40. All the broadcasters on the Victory Network. That's Kenneth Copeland's network. And we're going to all be there on a victory campaign. Praise God. You watch if you can. Stream on if you can. And give if you can. Brother Copeland has been told by God to go on every available voice. He's already on Dish Network. You get that, some of you. But I believe, and I think we're all believing, that the monies will come in to help him going on the direct TV network. Dish has 9 million homes, I think, and direct TV has almost 23 million that it reaches. So praise God. And then all the other ways you can get those on Victory Network. And did you know, people, that he doesn't charge any of us for our TV time? On other stations, we really have to pay through the nose. But his is all, he doesn't charge. And so we're believing that'll come in. If you can tune in and go online, Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go on the ways that he's broadcast, and join us. And if you can send something, I'd be very grateful. Very grateful. Also, we would appreciate it if you could help us with the autumn assembly expenses that we're having right now. Thank God it's coming up, and thank God you have been sending, and we're grateful for it. If you'd like to register to come to autumn assembly, you can call us at 1-800-972-3447, or you can go online to billybrim.org. And if you can, join us today at noon. I think it'll be special. Shalom, shalom. Until next time.